Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild visited the state capitol this week to introduce himself to lawmakers in the House and Senate and to talk face-to-face about proposed legislation that will affect the city of Tucson. Andrea Kelly had a chance to join him and brought back this look at the Tucson mayor's day in Phoenix.
Tucson elected a new mayor in November, and Jonathan Rothschild took the gavel in December. For the past 3 months, he's been learning about making policy for the city. But this week, he went to Phoenix to get some insight on the state lawmaking process. He started his day with high hopes.
There are a number of bills that affect Tucson. And in fact, all cities and towns in this legislative session. I'm here to really meet with the leadership and just really open up a line of communication to say, hey, when you see a bill, feel free to call me. Let me be free to call you and give you my thoughts. So I'm going to meet with the President of the Senate, Mr. Pierce. I'm going to meet with the Speaker of the House, Mr. Tobin, and I'm going to meet with Governor's staff.
He also made sure to meet with Tucson area lawmakers. He wanted to talk with them about the proposed changes to the city's Rio Nuevo district, getting more transportation funding in next year's state budget, and his concerns with a bill that would require the city to provide water service to customers outside of city limits. First up, he ran into Democratic Representative Matt Hines.
Mayor Rothschild was walking into the building this morning, and I happened to be walking in with him. And so my office, I'm fortunate to say, was his first stop on his visit here. It's great to have the mayor up at the Capitol.
Then Rothschild met with Republican Representative Ted Vogt. We asked whether it makes a difference to him to hear from a mayor in his district.
It's important to have the personal relationships. It's important to have an ongoing dialogue to keep the lines of communication open. And it's important to see that they're willing to come up here and say, this is important to me, and it's important enough that I want to come up, I want to sit down with you face to face and tell you, with the remaining time that we've got, can you try to do this or can you not do this? It's helpful.
Vogt says it's useful to hear how proposed legislation can impact the cities as he considers how to vote on the bills. Next, Rothschild joined a group of mayors from other cities, mostly in the Phoenix area, to send a message to the legislature.
Yeah, I'm coming from so far away, and I know the others are close by, so I'm trying to make the most of my day, so I apologize.
The mayors said they want to be able to create jobs in their city without legislative interference.
We in the city of Tucson understand that in order to provide the basic services that cities are responsible for, police, fire, transit, parks, that we need an economic base from which to draw from. You know, all the cities are really relying on sales tax, so we really need the business.
Then Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild had a private meeting with State Senate President Steve Pierce.
You know, Senator Pierce is a University of Arizona graduate, so he wanted to reminisce more about his days in Tucson than he wanted to talk about legislation. But that was okay. The idea was to establish a relationship, to let him know that I'm available. We've got some sticky issues ahead, and hopefully, and I'm sure he will, take our input. And that was the idea of the meeting.
Rothschild says it was good to establish that personal connection, and the two hope to meet again later this month in Tucson. They talked about a bill that would change when Tucson's city elections must be held. In the afternoon, Rothschild went to a closed-door meeting with the governor's staff and then caught up with Tucson Democratic Representative Bruce Wheeler. He told Rothschild a bill that would force the city to provide water service to people who don't live inside city limits was making its way through the chamber that day. He said Democrats from Tucson voted against it.
I just heard from Mary that the bill passed. You say there's been an amendment to it?
The amendment was to take it to the Senate and form a joint House-Senate committee. We don't know what's going to be in that. So okay. Steve Farley and I made the point, and even Vic Williams.
When we started the day, Rothschild said his goal was to form relationships. By the end of the day, he calculated that he'd been successful and said he was glad to meet the governor's chief of staff and some of the lawmakers who aren't from Tucson.
I think Tucson is sometimes gets a little different treatment, and so I really wanted to have those individual meetings to reemphasize our importance and position in the state. You know, when you're in the valley, you can have a 20-minute ride over to the Capitol, but I can't do that. And so it was really important for me to get that individual time. I mean, one of the things it's done for me is when I email one of these folks now or I get them on the phone, we get quicker response time. We really get the dialogue. I mean, I believe in it. It doesn't matter what the conversation is. sitting across the table from somebody, looking them in the eye, is a whole different experience than emailing or talking on the phone. Once you've had that experience, it makes those other things easier to do. So I really feel we've opened up some good lines of communication.
Tucson's Mayor Jonathan Rothschild says he plans to be back in Phoenix to meet with legislators again in the next month or so, and maybe even twice before the session ends. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.